Previously on Chastity.
And now that I've had some time to think about it, I'm pretty sure I know what's really going on here. So please, just tell me the truth, okay?
He knows. Oh, Nari, he knows!
What do I do? I cannot believe this is happening. My first day on Earth, and already I have been discovered. Perhaps Mother and Father were correct. It was too risky to come to this planet. But I could not help myself. All the wonderful things I saw on Earth that I had hoped to experience for myself. And now it has all been ruined. How could I have been so foolish? Alexandre, please, let me explain.
You don't have to explain anything, Cherry. I get it, okay? You signed up to get this tour and you had hoped you would get just an average, normal person to show you around. And instead, you got me, the weirdo who studies about aliens. It's okay, it really is. I guess at this point, I should be used to it. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give somebody at the activity boards a call and have them find somebody else to give you the tour.
You do not wish to show me around anymore?
No, I do. You seem really cool and interesting and fun to talk to, but obviously you're uncomfortable around me, and I would rather you spend your time here at ETU enjoying yourself. Look, I'm not offended. This sort of thing happens all the time to me, and I get it. I mean, it's not like I didn't spend my entire freshman year being Alexandre the weird alien guy. Just let me make a call and find another sophomore to show you around.
Oh no. I have read this situation in completely the wrong way. Alexandre is not determined my secret. He just believes that I am acting oddly around him due to his association with Professor Feinstein. And his alien research. Oh, that look he is giving me right now. I have definitely seen it in some of the videos I have watched from this planet. The way the tops of his eyebrows are arching up and that glisten in his eyes. Alexandre is sad. He says he is not offended, but I can tell that I have hurt his feelings. Wait, Alexandre.
Look, I know what you're going to say. That it's not a big deal and that you...
Please, delay your phone call for a moment and allow me to explain myself.
Okay. I suppose.
You are correct. I have been acting oddly around you. But not for the reason you believe. As you were showing me around the area and leading me through this unfamiliar place, up until a short time ago, I had not realized how far away I am from home. My family and all of my friends, everything I have ever known since the day I was born, are all so many miles away from me now. And when you talked about your mother and how convenient it is for you to visit her, It occurred to me that I will not have the luxury of being able to travel home as easily as you can. I suppose I had not considered that fact until now, and it hit me a lot harder than I expected.
Wow. So all this time you were just feeling homesick?
That is one way of describing it, yes. I did not realize, however, that my change in mood led you to believe I was uncomfortable around you. So I apologize if my behavior gave you the impression that I find you odd or unusual in any way. The truth is that you have been kind and considerate to me from the very first second we met. And I would appreciate it very much if you would continue our tour.
You would?
More than anything, please accept my apology for acting so rudely to you. I will endeavor to lighten up, I promise you.
Hey, don't worry about it. Believe me, a lot of freshmen go through the same thing. Jeez, now I'm feeling kinda embarrassed. All this time I was sure you thought I was some sort of freak or something.
A freak? No, I did not believe you are a circus performer, and even if you do have any unusual deformities, I would not—
No, I meant— Never mind. Look, let's just put it past us, okay? Hey, I know. They're having a barbecue over by the library. How about we go grab something to eat and sit down for a bit? When you're feeling up to it, we can pick up where we left off on the tour. Does that sound good?
That sounds like a splendid plan, Alexandre. Please, lead the way.
Sure thing. The library's just over here.
Again, Cherry, what are you doing? I had the opportunity to end this situation right there, and I passed it up. Oh, but I just could not do it. That look he was giving me. The pain in this earthling's eyes. I could not have him believe that I found him unpleasant to be around. And now look at him. The expression on his face. It reminds me of the smile that Zoe gave me when I advised her on her relationship problems. I have only been on this planet for several hours now. But I am already discovering that seeing earthlings happy is a very pleasant experience. And making them happy is even better. Which is good, considering what I have planned for the next 4 years. Oh, my goodness, that smell! It's amazing!
Yeah, nothing like a good barbecue, huh? The activities board really puts 110% into freshman orientation. Great food, and look at this setup! Placemats and tablecloths and everything. We should grab a hot dog and... Oh, no.
Is something the matter, Alexandre?
No, as long as he doesn't... Great, he saw me. And here he comes now. Look, I apologize in advance, okay?
Apologize? For what?
I don't know yet. But knowing Ron, I'm sure there'll be something.
Oh, hey, man. Glad I found you. I just wanted to tell you that we're out of Cheesy Puffs. So if you go into town later, could you pick up some more?
You finished those already? Dude, that was the bulk size bag. I was expecting those to last for a few weeks.
You know how it is. Sophomore year jitters and all that. Totally got a bad case of the munchies. Hey, who's this?
Cherry, this is Ron. My roommate. Ron, this is Cherry, the freshman who wanted a tour of the campus. She's from Newfoundland.
Doesn't look Swedish.
Hello, Ron. It is very nice to meet you.
You do any camming?
Camming?
My god, Ron, could you not—
Yeah, do you stream? Are you on Chatterbait? My free cams?
Ah, I am familiar with those particular websites. But no, I am not currently working as a cam girl, if that is your question.
That sucks. You should really consider it. With those curves, you could be making some serious cash.
I appreciate your concern for my finances, but I am not currently experiencing any money issues.
Well, if you ever decide to start camming, just let me know your username and I'll definitely throw some dollars your way.
Thank you very much for the theoretical tips. So, how have you been enjoying your time studying at...
Yeah, that's great. So, Alex, don't forget that we're working with the professor tonight on amping up his equipment.
Yeah, I remember. I'll be there. See you tonight.
It was nice to meet...
Yeah. See ya, Alex. Swedish girl who doesn't cam.
My, what an interesting aroma your roommate has.
Yeah, personal hygiene and Ron are only passingly acquainted. Makes him a real joy to live with, let me tell you. I'm sorry about that. Ron is... Well, he's not so bad once you get to know him. Most of the time when he's not in the lab, he's sitting at his PC watching a bunch of big-breasted bimbos strip in front of their webcams. I swear, you might as well not even exist to Ron if you're not his roommate or flashing your breasts for him on a computer monitor.
Good to know. And he is also an exobiology major.
Mm-hmm. But I think he only signed up for it because he heard that the coursework was easy. He's not really into the search for extraterrestrial life like me and the professor are. Still, he gets his work done on time and seems like a decent student. Anyway, enough about Ron. Let's go grab something to eat, huh?
Yes, the food smells so wonderful.
Haven't you seen what they do to those poor animals? Whoa, what's she all worked up about?
Oh, that is Dee Dee. We met earlier. She is very enthusiastic.
She certainly is. Guess I could have done worse when it comes to roommates. Anyway, they've got some hot dogs over here. Sound good?
Yes, I am very much looking forward to trying one of these hot dogs.
Trying? You've never had one before? Don't tell me they don't have hot dogs in Canada.
Yes, of course we do, but I am curious to see if there's any difference between the hot dogs we enjoy in my homeland and those originating from this region.
I doubt there's much of a difference, but maybe they make them with moose or something where you come from.
Hey there, what do you have?
Two hot dogs, please. Cherry, what do you want on yours?
I'll take the... I have no preference. Whatever you are getting will be fine.
All right, two hot dogs with ketchup and mustard, please.
Here you go.
Great, thanks. Cherry, should we sit over there while we eat?
Yes, I would enjoy relaxing in the sun while we consume our afternoon meals. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe how well things turned out. Earlier today, I was so terrified. When I thought Alexandre might have figured out my secret, I was so sure that my journey to Earth had been a disaster on the very first day. But now, here I am, sitting in the sun and enjoying the fine cuisine of this planet, while spending my time with a pleasant, friendly Earthling. Perhaps I should include him in my true mission here on this planet.
You enjoying the hot dog, Cherry?
Yes, very tasty. My apologies. It is very tasty, yes.
Glad to hear it. So, what should we do next?
This Earthling definitely has potential. Oh, I cannot help but think back to that fantasy I had when I first saw him. He seems very eager to please. Might be just the sort of virile young Earthling male to... to...
Cherry? You alright?
I believe so. What is happening to me? My body is... Something is very, very wrong.
You sure? You're looking a little sick.
It appears that perhaps hot dogs from this region are more different than I had imagined. Is there a restroom facility somewhere in the area, perhaps?
Yeah, sure. That little building over there. Those are restrooms.
Thank you. I will only be a moment, I'm sure. This pain is unbearable. I do not know what ingredients they put inside of this meat-like product, but it is disagreeing with me terribly. Oh no, in the mirror, my skin is turning blue. Oh, no, not now. This cannot be happening. No, I have shifted back to my true form. And my clothes. The sudden alteration in the size of my body tore them to shreds. Oh, this is bad. This is extremely bad. If someone were to walk in on me like this, not just an alien, but a totally naked one, it would be catastrophic. Calm down. Focus your thoughts, Cherry. Focus, and...
Cherry, is something wrong? Should I call for help?
No, Alexandre, it is...
Cherry, unlock the door! You sound like you're in pain! We need to get you some help. I'm breaking down the door!
Please don't!
Cherry, what's... You're in.
Next time on Chastity.
All those things we talked about in class, extraterrestrials that can masquerade as humans, living among us, it's true. It's all true.